This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The search for more than 150 missing residents of a Florida building that collapsed 2 days ago is growing increasingly desperate Saturday as a smoldering fire hampers rescue efforts, and officials said they have not located any signs of life in the mountain of debris. A newly released 2018 report showed that an engineer found evidence of major structural damage beneath the pool deck and, quote, concrete deterioration in the underground parking garage of the 12-story condominium 3 years before it collapsed without warning on Thursday as most residents slept. Despite around-the-clock work at the site in Surfside, a shore town near Miami, Florida, search and rescue teams have not found any additional survivors or recovered any more bodies as of Saturday morning, according to Miami-Dade's mayor. Officials say they still harbor hope that some of the 159 people still unaccounted for might be found alive, but acknowledge that a fire somewhere beneath the rubble is slowing rescue teams, filling the area with smoke and frustrating firefighters' efforts to locate the source. The death toll officially at 4 is certain to rise, with each floor of the high-rise stacked atop one another like pancakes. Aided by dogs, cameras, sonar, and heavy equipment, rescuers are looking for any spaces that may have formed in the debris, leaving possible survivors air to breathe. A British destroyer, which angered Russia by sailing through waters off Crimea, docked at a Black Sea port in Georgia on Saturday. Russia claims it fired warning shots at the ship and later threatened to bomb British naval vessels in the Black Sea if there were further provocative actions off Crimea. Russia also claims it dropped bombs in the path, but Britain says it only sailed through waters belonging to Ukraine. This is VOA News.